I am exceptionally lucky to speak on behalf of Natasha Sun and Shine. Natasha is a student in my Writing 1011 course, and she is an integral part of that community. She brings her careful, critical eye to all the work that we do. She connects the coursework to her broader life world in interesting ways, and she shares her thinking with others in the class. What's more, Natasha is exceptionally funny, and it's difficult not to smile while she's around. Over the course of the semester, I've gotten this sense that Natasha, first and foremost, cares deeply about making the world better, and she strives to do this through impacting the lives of those around her. She has a long track record of this. For example, in Hebrew school growing up, Natasha worked for 5 years helping to mentor younger students. What's even more, Natasha is originally from Russia and was adopted by an American family, and here on campus, she is a founding member and vice president of Forever Families, a social group for students who are adopted. She is also playing a critical role in facilitating the development of a group for Asian American students to be called the Asian American Community. And she's becoming a fixture in the Stonewall Center, participating in as many of their campus activities as possible. Natasha, in her own words, is an introvert with a social battery. And she told me that doing outreach for students on campus is important because she gets energy from helping out in the communities that she's part of. After school, Natasha sees herself entering a helping profession, likely something medical. She's already an EMT, but sees herself becoming a nurse or a physician's assistant. At bottom, though, again, in her own words, she just wants to do something, quote, impactful. And in any one of the medical roles she might take up, one of her goals is to help trans people acquire access to hormone therapy. One thing's certain. We could use more people like Natasha around, and I'm thrilled to see what she does next here at Landmark and beyond. Congrats, Natasha.